Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningan M. Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland Assembly passes two government bills. Nagaland Assembly discusses on critical role of MSMEs in improving state's economy. Chief Minister Nipurio says development of MSMEs remains key priority of the state government. Chief Minister Nipurio proposes boosting LAPD funds to promote small-scale entrepreneurship. An online registration portal for Yuva Sangam Phase 6 begins. Now the news in detail. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly today passed the Nagaland Town and Country Planning 5th Amendment Bill 2025 and the Nagaland Shops and Establishments 1st Amendment Bill 2025 by voice vote. On the fourth day of the ongoing 8th session of the 14th NLA, several annual administrative reports 2025-26 of various departments were laid in the House by the Chief Minister, Deputy Chief Ministers and other ministers. Mathang Yantan, Chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee, also presented four reports on action taken by the government on observations made by the Comptroller and Auditor General in its previous reports. Earlier, the proceedings began with question hour followed by obituary reference to former MLA Dr. Longri Nikin. A discussion on the critical role of MSMEs in improving Nagaland's economy was also taken up. Members of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly today underscored the critical role of MSMEs in improving Nagaland's economy during a discussion in the House. Initiating the discussion, Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu described MSMEs as the silent engine of society that creates jobs and contributes significantly to economic growth without relying on government support. The advisor highlighted that nearly 95% of MSMEs in Nagaland fall under the micro-enterprise category, with many operating as nano enterprises. These ultra-small businesses such as retail shops, salons, welding units, handloom and woodcraft enterprises often struggle to access bank loans, forcing them to rely on high-interest loans from loan sharks, which can damage businesses and create financial distress. To address this, the advisor urged the government to revisit the Chief Minister's microfinance initiative and consider creating a dedicated fund for nano entrepreneurs. The advisor also called for introducing a state-level public procurement policy.
Some of this targeted intervention and a little more push from the government, I am confident of our MSMEs, I am confident of our entrepreneurs, and I am confident of our young people in fulfilling the goal that we are all aiming for, a self-reliant Nagaland and a Viksit Nagaland 24/7.
Participating in the discussion, advisor Nyusheto Nyute emphasized the need for skill training and harnessing the potential of natural resources to address unemployment among youth.
It is a high time for us to look into the clause 4 of Article 371A and explore mineral resources for the optimum benefit of the state government and the landowner, and it will create job avenue.
Advisor Kudejo Kamo also urged for stronger policy interventions and active participation from banks to sustain economic growth led by MSME.
Rich natural resources, fertile soils, scenic landscapes, strong handicraft cultures, rich traditions and cultures, sports, music, fine arts, etc. We have also the geographically strategic location for partnering our neighboring states as well as the Southeast Asian countries in production, manufacturing, trading, tourism, services, besides other entrepreneurial activities.
MLAs Wang Pangkonyak and Joenga Seb also participated in the discussion. Chief Minister Nipurio today said that the development of micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, remains a key priority of the state government as it plays a crucial role in employment generation and economic growth. Replying to a discussion on critical role of MSME in improving Nagaland's economy in the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, the Chief Minister informed that nearly 50,000 enterprises have been registered in the state under the Udyam Registration Portal as of March 9 this year, with the majority being micro enterprises. Mr. Rio said that since its inception, 777 MSMEs have been created under the Chief Minister's microfinance initiative, involving a total project investment of 65.31 crore rupees.
MSMEs created under the scheme have the potential to generate more than 1,500 direct employment opportunities, primarily through transport services, rental, hospitality, business and small manufacturing units. The government subsidy of 90 crores 37 lakhs India MSME sector has generated a total investment of 65.31 crores into the total economy, producing a fiscal multiplier of roughly 3.3 times.
He also informed that at present, 13 MSME development projects are under implementation in the state. In addition, 15 new projects have been submitted to the Ministry of MSME for approval to strengthen industrial infrastructure and promote cluster-based development. Mr. Rio said, under the Prime Minister's Employment Generation Programme, over 3,700 beneficiaries have been supported under the scheme over the last 5 years. The Chief Minister also highlighted several initiatives aimed at strengthening the MSME ecosystem, including the raising and accelerating MSME performance, RAMP program and the PM Vishwakarma scheme, under which more than 25,000 applications have been received in the state.
The government is also fully aware of the challenges faced by MSMEs, which have been pointed out by our speakers who have highlighted the problems. Therefore, particularly in relaxation to access to the credit bank deposit approval, market linkage, the department is actively coordinating with the banks, district industry centers and other stakeholders to address these issues and ensure timely support to the entrepreneurship.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio today suggested enhancing the Local Area Development Programme LADP funds to help elected members promote small-scale entrepreneurship in their constituencies. Speaking in the Assembly, the Chief Minister said legislators should identify and support youth in their constituencies to start small businesses such as barber shops, tailoring, electrical work, plumbing, carpentry and electronic repair services.
I feel that all the honourable members, elected members, we should first look into our own constituencies. In a year, you can handpick and support them also. You can utilise your local area development fund.
He said, instead of depending on the banks or agencies, it will be more of nano entrepreneurs which require minimal investment around 10 to 50 lakh rupees with annual turnovers of about 25 lakh rupees. By supporting these small ventures locally, Mr. Rio said, villagers would no longer need to travel long distances to towns for basic services, which often leads to unnecessary expenses. The Chief Minister therefore proposed that the additional LADP allocation be specifically targeted towards skill development for the youth at the constituency level. Chief Minister and Minister in charge of NSDMA Nipyu Rio today informed the State Assembly that forest fire incidents at Zuku Valley since 2023 were reportedly due to human errors or carelessness. He said that so far no persons of such incidents has been identified or apprehended. Replying to a question raised by MLA Naiba Konyak, Mr. Rio said the state has taken various measures to prevent forest fires at Zuku Valley. The Chief Minister added that watchtowers and early warning systems will be set up, including procurement of firefighting equipments, among others. And online registration portal for Yuva Sangam Phase 6 under the Ek Bharat Shreshtha Bharat EBSB initiative has begun. Ministry of Education has informed that interested youth in the age group of 18 to 30 years, including students of higher education institutions, NSS, NYKS volunteers and young professionals, are eligible to apply through the official portal at ebsb.aicte-india.org and ekbharat.gov.in. Yuva Sangam is a flagship youth exchange program of the Department of Higher Education, aimed at strengthening emotional bonds and fostering mutual understanding among young citizens from different states and union territories. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland Assembly passes two government bills. Nagaland Assembly discusses on critical role of MSMEs in improving state's economy. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio says development of MSMEs remains key priority of the state government. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio proposes boosting LAPD funds to promote small-scale entrepreneurship. And online registration portal for Yuva Sangam Phase 6 begins. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.